It's June. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
We're walking along the East Boulder Creek Trail heading toward White Rocks. And originally we wanted to talk about all the bugs and insects that we would see out here. But this is a cool, cloudy day just before a huge predicted thunderstorm will come in. And so far the only things we have seen are ants, a dead woolly bear, and an unidentified bug in the beak of a starling.
We've come out to this wild place, the interface of plains and foothills habitat and prairie, to talk about the new globally recognized insect decline. And there's been two recent articles. Citizen entomologists documented a 75% decline in aerial insects in the last 50 years or so. And we may lose up to 40 or 50% of our insect populations by the year 2100.
This spring, I haven't seen as many butterflies as I usually do. Lots and lots of cabbage whites, but only a handful of the other ones.
I like to think of the atmosphere as a giant ocean. It's not an ocean of fish, but it's an ocean of insects and flying birds. And if we start having profound declines in flying insects, we're going to have declines also in the birds and species that eat them.
To make up for not seeing many insects out here, we are seeing some beautiful birds, including a gorgeous male oriole. And orioles are insectivorous, so they're one of the ones who may be affected by this.
One of the important things for all of our ecosystems are these large contiguous patches of unbroken and preserved habitat. And White Rocks is one such place. This trail is a nice way to experience a big congruous habitat that has some resiliency to it, less susceptible to insect declines.
A sage phoebe just flew past and landed on one of the dead teasels, and that's another insect-eating bird that will be infected by the decline.
There are some great ways that you can contribute to learning more about our insect populations and how they're changing. And one of those is participating in putting your data on iNaturalist. Another great resource is bugguide.net.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.